Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, that's a great thought for Monday. It's the start of a new week. It's a chance to start new. It's a chance to start doing something that you feel like you need to start doing or get to something that you need to get to. And I just try to do the best I can to keep us from being down on a Monday because, you know, Monday, it's the beginning of a long week. Last week was going to be tough because, you know, we had the short week the week before with the Thanksgiving holiday, Thursday and Friday. And then last week was a full long week and we made it. I mean, it didn't take any time for the weekend to arrive. And I'll tell you, before you know it, the weekend's going to be here. So there's something in my life personally that I have not been doing for, I don't know, maybe 2 months now. And I got to get back to it. I'm going to get back to it today. And I've got to get back to this. I'm going to do it today. And I'm going to look at this Monday as the beginning of a new week and the beginning of a new attitude. I'm going to get this done. Hey, I've got an update on the ticket that I got on the North Shore the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. I was pulled over and given a ticket for going down a one-way street the wrong way. And this was on the North Shore approach to the causeway. And I thought, there's no way I did that. I'm a very, very careful driver. And I would never do anything like that. There's an area of the North Shore approach to the causeway that is confusing. There is a sign that makes it look as if there's no left turn, but you can turn left there. And I hope that nobody's getting tickets there. But here's what I found out. I found out that, to my surprise, I did apparently go down a one-way street, inadvertently making a mistake, which I rarely do, but I made a mistake, and there happened to be a Causeway police officer right there, and she was there to call me on my mistake, and she was happy to write me a ticket and not give me a warning. So, that was not the happiest moment in my life. But anyway, the dash cam video from her cruiser shows that I did turn down a one-way street. I still don't know how I did that, I mean, to this day. But look, if I did, I did. And I guess this is just a reminder that no matter how much we pay attention to our driving, we still make mistakes. It would be nice if, you know, if our record shows that we have a good driving record and we're, you know, good citizens. It would be nice if cops could give us a warning. You know, it doesn't seem necessary to, you know, give a ticket to people who aren't, you know, really trying to hurt anybody. And there were no cars anywhere in sight. So going down this one-way street did not endanger anybody's life, and it would have been nice to get a warning, especially Thanksgiving weekend. But no, this particular officer was just really happy to give me a ticket. And I also found it interesting that she always stood behind me. When she was writing the ticket, she always stood by. It's like she did not want to look me in the eye. And I just found that to be kind of interesting. And maybe that's protocol, that they never stand right parallel to you and look you in the eye. she kind of stood just kind of behind me at the window of the car. It kind of slid the citation in front of me. But anyway, apparently I deserved it. So apparently I'm gonna have to pay it. But again, I think in situations like that, it would be nice if police officers could give us a break if we're speeding. I mean, going 85, 90 on the causeway, that's endangering lives. You know, this was not endangering anybody's life. There were no cars around. And, you know, a nice warning, it would have brought my attention to a mistake that I made. And, you know, whether I was given a warning or a ticket, I'm not going to make that mistake again. If they're so quick to give you tickets, you can't help but think that it's designed to generate revenue. And citizens believe that when you get a ticket when it could very easily have been a warning, when they seem eager to give you the ticket, it seems like they're after the revenue. And, you know, we shouldn't, as a society, we shouldn't have law enforcement going out of their way to generate revenue from people who are just, breaking a law, like making a mistake and making the wrong turn down the wrong street. That's a pretty innocent thing to do. So that's one thing that makes citizens suspicious, that it's about the revenue. So, I mean, in this case, I can't say, I don't know, but I'm going to have to pay the ticket. I might call. I've been advised to call the DA in St. Anthony Parish and see if maybe he could keep it off my driving record, since I do have a great driving record. I would hate for this little mistake to go against my driver's license and cause my insurance to go up even more. But I don't know. Maybe he's not going to be able to do that. I certainly don't want any favors beyond what a normal citizen would get. But we'll have to see. Hey, so listen, yesterday they moved the Manning Family Children's holiday parade. They moved it from Saturday to Sunday because of the weather. And the weather Sunday morning was not good, but it started to clear up. It turned out to be a really nice day. There were some clouds, but it still turned out to be a nice day. The crowd yesterday was massive. And I saw so many of our listeners in the crowd. Thank you for recognizing us. Thank you for shouting out that you listen to the show. Thank you for the gestures that you love the show. I appreciate all of that. I tried to get as much to you as I could. I know in some cases I would try to, I had a couple of beads intercepted, but I think my completion record was pretty good. I had more completions than interceptions, but, you know, inevitably somebody would, I wasn't expecting, I've got the target, I'm throwing for the target, and then somebody just comes up and I wasn't expecting them. They just leap out of nowhere and grab the beads or whatever it is that I was throwing. So, you know, I know how NFL quarterbacks feel, that can happen. But anyway, it was a fun ride. And it's just such a great environment to be around, the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. And it's an annual event, and it was fun. So I thank all of you for coming out. And again, thanks for those of you who recognized me and the show and what we do here. I met somebody right after the parade. I had just gotten off the float, and this younger woman came up to me, and she said, Scoot, I just want to thank you. I'm from upstate New York, and there are a number of us here. We came here from upstate New York to help after Katrina, and we stayed. And I just want to thank you for your show, because it's so different from every other show on the radio, and we just really appreciate what you do and appreciate your attitude and your, when you talk about politics, we appreciate that. As you know, we have de-emphasized politics on the show. But her name is Christy, and she was just very complimentary of the show. And Christy, I just want to thank you for coming up and saying hi. And when I meet you, when I meet any of you, I get a chance to put a face with the audience, so it's enjoyable for me. I mean, I can still see the faces of many of you who were screaming yesterday during the parade. And it was a fun thing. But I like to put a face with the audience. So, Christy, thanks for saying hi. And I appreciate that you guys appreciate the show. We've been talking about the Saints win yesterday. They beat the Bucs, and toward the end, they had a chance to give it away, but they didn't. But here's the problem. I didn't see the game. And I feel so left out, because I have this vision of every Saints game of the season, but I didn't get a chance to see that because the game, the parade was canceled, at the time the game was on, so I missed it. So I'm depending on you to give me your impression of the game. We have more to get to, but we're going to talk about this a little bit more here on the show. Tell me what you thought of the game. What did you think of Tyler Shuck? What did you think of Coach Moore? What did you think of play calling? What did you think of the defense? Here's what I'm gathered so far. The Saints came out on fire. There was some rain. The Saints dealt with that. The defense was amazing and continued to stop the Bucs, continued to give Baker Mayfield a terrible day. And it's amazing to me that the Saints seem to play so well on the road in situations like that, and they can't play like that in the dome. And somebody pointed out a few minutes ago that maybe they're just playing with reckless abandon when they're on the road, and they don't care. And I mean, they care, but they don't. They're not nervous, and maybe they're too uptight. Maybe they're trying to make things happen in the dome in front of the home crowd, and maybe they're trying so hard that they just choke and freeze up and don't do a good job. And it doesn't matter what you do in life, if you're not relaxed, if you act like everybody's watching, you're going to be uptight and you're not going to do the best job, whether it's a sales presentation or whatever you're doing. It doesn't have to be just football. And so, you know, keep that in mind. You know, we have to be relaxed. And as Pat Riley said, and I mentioned this from his book, The Winner Within, you got to sing like nobody's listening and you got to dance like nobody's watching. And maybe that's how the Saints play on the road. Well, Coach Kellen Moore needs to get that in their brain and kind of remind them that, hey, guys, let's just go out and do it. And maybe he's doing that, and maybe they still don't come through, and maybe they still play a little bit uptight. But hey, let's remember some of the game yesterday. So quarterback Tyler Shuck made friends with the end zone yesterday. His first rushing touchdown came in the third quarter.
Now it's an empty backfield for Shuck. Has a first and 10 at the 35. Shuck keeps it left side. Inside the 30. Shuck, 20. Shuck, 10. Tyler Shuck, touchdown for Tyler Shuck, running the football all the way from 34 yards out. That is now the new longest run for the Saints this year, beating Taysom Hill's 29-yarder. Boom.
Wow.
Now, I'm sorry that I missed seeing that, but again, I was in the parade. All right, so, and then the Bucs never regained the lead after his second rushing touchdown in the fourth quarter.
First and 10 for the Saints at the 14-yard line. Moving left to right in a tie game, 17-17. Shuck takes it out of the shotgun. Here comes some pressure. He's in trouble. Escapes it, and now he does escape it. 20, 15, 10. Shuck is going to get his second rushing touchdown of the game as he takes it in for the left side, but he had to escape some pressure. That's all Tyler Shuck.
It sounds to me like the Saints yesterday showed a lot of progress, and Tyler Shuck showed a lot of progress that had been missing in a couple of previous games. After the game, Coach Moore sounded just thrilled to get this win in Tampa Bay. He acknowledged that the season hasn't gone the way they wanted it to, but this victory is a good reason to celebrate.
All right. Fun game, fun battle. I thought just our guys' mindset and the way they prepared this week, obviously, when you've only won a couple games during the season, there's a lot of adversity that you faced. And so for our guys to come out and have the energy and the physicality that they played with, I thought was credit to our guys. They're a special group, a group that keeps playing. And all three phases, I felt, contributed to this game back and forth. And so it was a really challenging game for both teams. And so it was big for our guys to come away with the win.
And after the game, a quarterback Tyler Shuck said the Saints didn't go out and play good football. They just had a damn good time.
This is why you play football, you know. You come in here in the elements, just with all your boys, with all your teammates, and we fought really hard. And you know, I was really proud of the O line, just kind of chugging along the whole way. Did a really good job in protection. The defense was making huge stops. You know, I think we did a better job of being a little bit more complimentary, and was just proud of all of our guys. You know, it kind of took everybody, so it was just a lot of fun. That's the kind of thing I'm kind of resonate with me right now. It was just a lot of fun, and I think it just shows kind of how we are as a team.
Okay, guys, then just do that this weekend when Carolina Panthers come to town. I mean, we've done it before. We've beaten them before. We can beat them. And let's just have that attitude in the dome. DD, DeMario Davis, says the attitude that the Saints have been playing with might not always lead to a win, but it definitely sets them apart from other teams who are underachieving this year.
We are as a team. It just shows kind of how we, I think, just a lot of fun. And with me right now, it's just, I'm kind of resonating.
It really shows our culture. I think nobody wants to be 3-10. Is that where we are now? 3-10. Nobody wants to be there, but not all 3-10s look the same. And what I mean by that is nobody wants to be in adversity. Nobody wants to be in a storm. Nobody wants to be in situations where things aren't going the way that you want them. But you can either lay down in those times or you can show up. And I think when you look at how we play the game defensively, just go back and look at our entire season, but especially these last 3 and 4 weeks where the odds were stacked against us. Like, when you turn the tape on, when if there's no commentating, just go watch the film. And what it shows is, like, you would not think you're looking at a 3-10 defense. And that's a testament to our front. That's a testament to our second-level guys. That's a testament to our back-end guys. That's a testament to our coaches. That's a testament to the culture that's being built here. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
See, I love this. This is why it's so much more fun to watch the team in a rebuilding year than to watch the team in a patchwork year where they bring in Derek Carr and they bring in a couple of players to try to, let's just see if we can maybe get to the playoffs this year. Man, the Saints have been doing that for too many years. Patchwork. Just bringing somebody in to just get the fans all excited about getting to the playoffs, but not building anything. So I like the fact that we're now seeing progress. DB Alante Taylor says the defense's success has everything to do with planning, preparation, and communication.
Part of it. And I'm proud to be. It's being built here. Meant to the coach. That's a testament. That's to our coaches. That's a testament to guys. Testament to our back. That's the testament level guys. To our second. That's a testament to our front. That's a testament.
I don't know. And I think we got a little.
I don't really know what's going
there.
On.
I don't know what's going on there.
So
anyway, Alante.
Give me a few seconds.
It's okay. Alante Taylor said planning, preparation, and communication, and that's good. I mean, look, I didn't see the game, but the outcome was impressive, and I'm happy to see that the Saints are making progress, because that's all we need as fans. We just need to see progress, and it just seemed like they weren't making progress for a few games, and that was kind of discouraging. And then over the weekend, Tulane beat North Texas. I mean, they just drowned North Texas. Tulane won the AAC championship, and now they move on to the college football playoffs. As I said earlier, at the beginning of this season, LSU was supposed to really challenge every team for the national championship, and Garrett Nussmeier was talked about as a Heisman Trophy candidate. Well, neither of those things came to pass, and here Tulane is in the college football playoffs. Now, they have to play Ole Miss in Oxford. Ole Miss beat them badly earlier in the season, but this is a different Tulane team, and I think Tulane is going to give them hell and has a chance to even win that game. All right, here's Alante Taylor's comments.
Man, I think coming into it, man, we just knew, you know, they were going to be aggressive. And, you know, with those four down plays, you know, we were expecting them to go for them. And so I think Coach Staley came up with the right game plan throughout the week. We communicated on the back end and throughout the whole defense, and we were just able to just, you know, get the stops. I think we've kind of been doing that all year. Every now and then we might lose one here or there, but I think we've done really good with getting stops.
All right. It's very encouraging. It's very encouraging. Let's hope to see more progress this week when the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers. They play the Panthers, Sunday. I think it's a 3:25 kickoff in the Caesars Superdome. All right. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to come back with more of your comments. And I love this chilly weather in December as we really feel the holidays upon us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I don't know if it's for certain, but it could be that the dynasty of the Chiefs is over, and I'm okay with that. I want to see other people do that. Man, Daniel Jones, a quarterback for the Colts, I think fractured or broke a fibula bone in his leg, and he went down. You could tell how upset he was, and so what happens to the Colts from this point on? I mean, you lose a key player. That's one thing. You lose a quarterback. That's another thing. The Eagles and the Chargers play in Los Angeles tonight on Monday Night Football. And somebody last hour said it sounded like Bobby is talking about the Saints tanking for the rest of the season to get a good draft choice. And just instinctively, I thought, no, that's not Bobby Hebert. Bobby doesn't think like that. And I got another text that said, yeah, Bobby did not say that. He said just the opposite. Diane Newman, our operations director, also sent me a text and said, no, Bobby said basically the opposite of that. I didn't think that was, was Bobby. He just wouldn't think that way. There are some people who do, but Bobby Hebert wouldn't think that way. And I was surprised to hear that anybody thought that he might have thought that. But sometimes we hear things and it's not exactly the way it was said, or somebody interprets something wrong. That does happen all the time. The person wasn't complaining, just making a comment about that. But no, I think I think in the spirit of your team, I think you do the best you can to win every game. And setting any kind of precedent of losing on purpose, I think, is just, it's a terrible infection on the culture of a team. Let's go to Dal, you're on WWL. Dal, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? Dal Thomas, heading north.
All right.
On the causeway. Got some advice, 2 points. Advice to you on how to save money on that ticket. But since you're talking about Bobby, my second point he pointed out, which I did not was aware of, during the WWL talk show with Bobby Hebert and Cajun Cannon, he pointed out that the Saints are number two rated in the entire NFL Football League as having the opponent score the least amount of points in the second half. So
he said,
they got to come out fighting. And they did. Yeah. They took the first set of downs and won. Now, as your ticket, what you can do is you go to court. You tell the judge, I'm guilty. I'm sorry, you got to pay the fine. However, you can plead an article. I think it's a 789. I forget the numbers. But you can plead this article, and if you don't get another moving ticket in 6 months, it does not go up to your insurance company.
That's great. Dal, I appreciate you telling me that. I'm going to probably do that. Because, I made a mistake, I'll pay it. But I just, I don't think it's fair that it goes against my driving record. Technically, I guess it is fair. But, there should be a human factor when it comes to law enforcement and society. And I think this is a case, and this is not just for me, but this is for anybody where, you got a good driving record, you make a mistake, you're not endangering anybody's life. It depends on what the infraction is. And going down a one-way street on the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend where there wasn't much traffic, and in fact, I guess the fact that there was no traffic was an easy reason why I turned down the wrong way down a one-way street. Just didn't seem like that should go against my record. But, Dal, I appreciate that. Also, I appreciate
I'm driving through it right now.
be careful. I also appreciate your comments about the Saints game. And, it's been fun, and I appreciate all of you who have given me your image of the game, your thoughts about Tyler Shuck and the defense and the way the Saints came out. I'm sorry I missed that, but I was in the holiday parade yesterday, and I missed it all. I even missed the point after with Bobby, and I always enjoy that. And I just wanted to get an idea of what it was like, and it seems like the thing that really stands out is that Tyler Shuck was really sharp. the Saints came out with fire in their eyes. I mean, they came out intense. They came out, well, I mean, not intense in terms of being tense, but they came out with just this this attitude, this, you know, killer instinct, this really great attitude. And they need to do that in the dome, and they need to just relax and just start kicking ass. But I wonder if it's something as simple as the emotion of the game, because that is a major factor in sports. Emotion is a major factor. You know, the statistics mean something. The matchups mean something. But when you've got emotion on your side, you are not going to lose. And Tulane beating North Texas the way they beat North Texas, that was Tulane's emotion that pushed through. North Texas, one of the highest scoring teams in the country, if not maybe the highest scoring team in the country. And Tulane kept them to practically nothing. And Tulane moves on to the college football playoffs. And this is a great honor for Tulane and for John Summerall, who's going on to coach the, you know, Florida Gators, which, you know, LSU is going to have to meet them in regular season play. I think they'll play. There's so many teams in the SEC that I don't know if they play every year, but, you know, they'll meet, LSU will meet them often. Tulane is promoting offensive assistant coach Will Hall to the position. He was also head coach at the at Southern Mississippi, the Golden Eagles in Hattiesburg. So let's hope he continues the tradition of John Summerall. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. There was a sighting of Bigfoot that is drawing a lot of new attention. This happened in East Texas, which is, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of like Louisiana. East Texas, very much like Louisiana. We'll talk about that a little later. But coming up next, let's talk about this judge who has approved the Archdiocese of New Orleans's bankruptcy settlement with the survivors of sexual abuse of priests in the Catholic Church. You know, this was a terrible thing that happened. It happened for years. These people were affected. They are survivors of sex abuse. Their lives were impacted immensely over the years. And the church needs to pay up. And apparently now the church is going to have to find the money to pay up. So we'll talk about that coming up next, because this is a major local decision. All right, so a judge has approved the Archdiocese of New Orleans's bankruptcy settlement with the sexual survivors, the survivors of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. It's a settlement of $230 million. And Archbishop Gregory Amen, former Archbishop Gregory Amen, right? He's not Archbishop anymore, is he? Anyway, he says in this article that we have posted on our website, WWL.com, he says, we are pleased that this is the end of this process. Most importantly, this is about the survivors, and it's very important that they will hopefully, that they will get through this process and find some closure. And the money is not going to make anything go away. But I think the money would be a reminder that this is over, and it is the beginning of closure for so many of these people. The money's not going to make what happened go away, but the money, being awarded money, is a reminder that somebody is held accountable for what they did to you. That's what's important about this. And, you know, the Catholic Church is known for having tons and tons of money. But there are some questions about exactly how much money the Catholic Church has. $70 million is coming from the Archdiocese. $60 million comes from the parishes and charities. $70 million will come from anticipated proceeds from the sale of a senior living facility. And $30 million will come from insurance. And I wonder how many second collections there'll be. Look, as a Catholic, as a Christian, it has been appalling to witness this happening. I think my question to Gregory Amen or to anybody in the church would be, why? I mean, why did you do it? Why did you keep protecting the priests that were molesting children? Why was the church more important than doing what was right? Why was the church more important than doing what Jesus would do? Jesus wouldn't protect these people. God doesn't want these people protected. God wants these people punished. That's the God I know. And there are far too many people who are willing to protect the image of the church because they believe that's more important than doing the right thing. And I would like to hear the words that they would use to respond to the question, why did you do this? Why did you protect these priests?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.